Welcome to the first show of 2013. Let's Talk Money. I'm your host, Taylor Thomas. Joining us today, talking about, are you prepared for inclement weather? Do you have the insurance that you need? We have an expert who's joining us today to talk to us about being prepared against the safeguards of, you know, national disasters. We have joining us now is Hillel Presser. He's an attorney with the Presser Law Firm. I want to thank Attorney Presser for joining us today. We're talking about, would you be prepared for the next Hurricane Sandy? Many of you can remember that, especially along the East Coast, that happened about maybe 6 months ago, or actually 5 months ago. Were you prepared? Would you be prepared should something like that happen? So we're going to talk to the experts. Again, we have Attorney Hillel Presser joining us today. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you're kicking off our 2013 year and getting us ready. Tell us a little bit about your law firm and what you do as it relates to helping us get prepared for natural disasters.
Sure. Well, I'm the president at the Presser Law Firm, PA, Asset Protection Attorneys, and our website is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. And what we do is we have a very special niche. We help our clients protect all of their assets from any financial threat. So our clients might be lawyers, doctors, financial advisors, really anybody who has anything to lose, and we help them protect their house, their money, their cars, their boats, their businesses, anything of value from any financial threat. So the financial threat might be lawsuits, car accidents, divorce, natural disasters. You know, what our goal is we know that people work so hard in their life to obtain wealth, and what we want to do is we want to make sure that they don't lose it to one natural disaster or catastrophic lawsuit. We actually challenge all of our clients and say, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it.
Wow. Now, you know what, Attorney Presser, I like you already. I like that. I want you to repeat that again for our listeners.
For every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. And I say that because people spend so much time every day, year and year and year, to make money, but they never think about protecting it. You know, what happens if you're ready to retire at 60, 70, 80, and you get in one lawsuit? What happens if someone slips and falls on your property? What if there's one Hurricane Sandy? Even more important than making money is keeping money. And what I want to do for any of your listeners is a special kickoff to the new year, is if they go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them a free complimentary copy of our latest best-selling book, Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time.
Wow. Okay, so it's Let's Talk Money. You have an opportunity to go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and he's going to send you a free copy of Financial Self-Defense. I love it. So what do we need to do to protect our assets?
Well, you know, there's so many different things you need to do. You know, just to kind of give you a little bit of an overall, you know, you need to protect your assets from lawsuits. I mean, what happens if a tree falls on somebody's property? You know, you want to make sure that you have a minimum of adequate, if not over, insurance. You know, insure your car, your home, your other valuable financial assets, your business. You know, you want to diversify your assets geographically. You know, maybe something that's happening in this section of the world would be different somewhere else where you could make money. You know, certainly you want to safeguard your paperwork, you know, your most important papers like your estate planning, your business agreements. You want to safeguard your business. I mean, what happens if you can't open up your business from the location? And obviously make sure your estate plan is up to date, because unfortunately, you know, people get injured and people die, and the last thing you want to do is leave a problem on people's hands.
Now, Attorney Presser, would you just say, because when, you know, we're dealing with some tough economic times, we're coming out, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, obviously, but we still have millions without jobs, but what do you say to people that are thinking they don't make enough or have enough to really think about insurance? Because I think that's a myth.
I think the less you have, the more you need asset protection, and here's my rationale. We represent probably 30 to 35 professional athletes and celebrities, and they're not the majority of our clients. The majority of our clients are the little guys, okay? And the example I always give is, take one of my football players. If he signs for $50 million, well, if he's sued for $5 million, he's not going to be happy, but he still has $45 million left. Take one of our regular clients who saved up their entire lifetime and might have a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank. If they're sued for $1 million, they're going to be totally wiped out, and there's no coming back from that. So the less you have, the more asset protection you need.
What questions do you ask a professional like yourself to protect yourself? I mean, people may not even know the question. I know that sounds silly. They may not know what to ask or how much insurance should you get and where should you go to research it. Definitely not something that's mailed to you or sent to your mailbox and you didn't solicit it.
No, you have to go to a credible website. And again, if they go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, we literally have hundreds of pages of useful educational information. And also, if they go to that website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, they can contact us. I'm going to send them a free copy of our latest book, Financial Self-Defense. So the first thing they should do is educate themselves. Just realize that it exists. Once they've educated themselves, they need to do what's called inventorying their wealth. People have a lot more than they think they have. You know, some people think, oh, I have a car or a house or money. Well, what about a phone number? What about a domain name? You know, if that rang to your competitor, you'd be out of business. So after you educate yourself, you need to inventory what you have. And once you've educated yourself and inventoried what you had, then and only then can you take steps to actually protect yourself.
I think that's smart. You're actually asking people to do due diligence, find out what you have with you of wealth. You might be surprised what you think you have is not there, and what you don't think you have, you actually do. So after that, what do you think are the most important documents that people should want to protect? Maybe something that they don't think of.
Well, certainly in regards to documents, I mean, estate planning is very, very important. You want to be able to tell, you know, God forbid when you pass away, you want your assets to go where you want them to go. You want them to go as quickly as possible and with as few taxes as possible, as long as it's legal. So certainly you want to safeguard your estate planning, you know, your wills, your trusts, your power of attorneys, your healthcare surrogates. Who gets to make the financial decisions if, God forbid, you're incapacitated? Who gets to make the medical decisions if, God forbid, you're incapacitated? So I always recommend have a couple extra copies of your estate planning. Don't only keep them in your house. Don't only keep them in, you know, maybe a bank vault in your state, but maybe send them to a lawyer or a financial planner or a CPA. Maybe send them to a relative out of state. You know, maybe even upload them to one of those cloud softwares on the internet so you can access them from anywhere. Also, your business paperwork. You know, whatever business agreements you have, whether it's contracts with employees, contracts with partners, that paperwork is so, so important, and you want to make sure that it's preserved at all costs. So again, make several copies, you know, store them in several places across the country with friends, with family, with, you know, trusted advisors, and also upload some to some cloud computing software so you can access it from anywhere.
Now, estate planning, I know you're upstate, so it may vary from town to town and city to city and state to state. Roughly, what does something like that entail? If I just own a house, that's pretty much all that I have.
Sure.
Is estate planning still for me?
Estate planning is for everyone. I mean, if there's one thing guaranteed in life, it's death. You know, at some point, you will, unfortunately, pass away. And I think the stats last time I checked was something like 7 out of 10 Americans die without a will. And I don't think you want the government or the state telling you where your assets should go. So even if you don't do comprehensive estate planning, even if you do just a simple will, at least your assets will go where you want them to go and to who you want them to go. It's not expensive. It won't cost you much at all. You only have to do it once in your life, but just do it, get it over with, and store it away.
Now, Attorney Presser, I think that's interesting. I don't know if people get it. My grandmother, unfortunately, before she passed away, she did do a will, but I really believe that she thought, since this is my land, the government knows I have the deed, you guys know what I want, and you'll make it happen, but it doesn't happen like that. It's not in writing, and it's not with an attorney or someone that has authority. There's a lot of issues that come with trying to develop land and split land, because then people forget things, especially when they have an opportunity from benefiting from what they forget.
100%. You're so correct. And, you know, every estate plan, again, should be done with a licensed attorney in your state. You know, again, it's not going to cost you much at all. Just do it the right way. You know, if you don't do it the right way, it can end up costing you a lot more. And there's so many different nuances that, you know, just a layman or a layperson wouldn't know that an attorney does who's in the field of estate planning. And just do it right the first time and get it over with.
Now, what do you do with people that were affected by Hurricane Sandy? Some people were in flood zones or in places where they couldn't get flood insurance. How do you help them, or what should they do outside of leaving the area?
Well, first of all, insurance is great. I don't sell insurance, but I tell my clients, buy as much insurance as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. You know, with that being said, understand that insurance companies are there to make a profit. They're not there to pay every claim. So I tell them, don't solely rely on insurance. You know, you need different speed bumps, different layers of protection. You know, I call it the belt and suspenders approach. So I tell all of my clients that above and beyond the insurance you purchase, put together a good asset protection plan. Make sure that everything you own is titled correctly, so if there's ever any lawsuits or litigation against you, nobody can collect what you have. You know, there's two parts to a lawsuit. The first part is, are you going to win the case? What's the judge going to say? What's the jury going to say? The second part is, can they collect against you? If you can convince someone who wants to sue you that even if they win the case, they can't collect against you, nobody's going to want to sue you in the first place. Become as unattractive a candidate for lawsuit as possible.
I love it. And that's why I love having you on, Attorney Hillel Presser. He is with the Presser Law Firm. I want to give you up that web address again to get a free copy of the Financial Self-Defense, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Listen, what do you say to our listeners as we've got about a minute and a half left. What do you want them to know? Is there a contact number? How can they reach out to you? Because you service all the states, right?
Yeah, we do. Really, just go to the website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There is a wealth of information. We talk about domestic, international asset protection, insurance, et cetera, et cetera. As long as they mention your show, just email or call us. We'll send them a free copy of our latest best-selling book, Financial Self-Defense. And again, if you do nothing, just educate yourself. Just know that there are things you can do. You know, become an educated consumer and know what's out there to help you.
Do you find, Attorney Presser, that it's hard sometimes reaching some people, especially middle class or those that are, you know, struggling to reach the middle class, to understand the importance of insurance and having a good attorney just to guide you and protect what you do have?
Of course. And, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks they're going to get sued.
Right.
You know, it just happens. And, you know, it's like a car accident. You can't buy car insurance after the accident. You can't buy health insurance after you get sick. So, again, make sure you put your plan together proactively. That'll ensure that it works and it's cost effective. You know, understand that the stats are, I think, 1 in 3 people will be sued in the next 12 months. I think the average person is sued 5 times over their lifetime. So it's not if it'll happen to you, it's when it'll happen to you. And when it happens to you, be prepared.
All right, again, I'm going to let you say, Attorney Hillel Presser, where we can get a copy, go to your website, and where we could possibly get a copy of Self-Defense if we get there and mentioned Let's Talk Money.
Sure, just go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's a Contact Us form on the left-hand side of the page. Just enter your information, let us know that you heard about us from your show, and we'll send them out a free copy of that book.
I love it, Attorney Hillel L. Presser with the Presser Law Firm. I have to thank you for joining us, being the first show of 2013 right here on Let's Talk Money. So again, thank you again, Attorney Presser, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
No problem. Don't touch that dial. There's more Let's Talk Money coming up in seconds.